Liz, Alvy, always fun to have you on, especially when we have guests like Mitch Kider, because I know you're as excited to get the update from him as the rest of us. So, but what you got for your report, my friend?
Well, I just want to elaborate a little bit on what you all just heard on the MBA's Mortgage Minute and House Bill 5534, which is this guide, Useful Information to Define Effective Compliance Act, or the Guide Compliance Act. I was trying to come up with other ways to really describe that they need to get their act together. Does the G stand for get your investigations disclosed to everyone, or how about giving us informed information that brings equality? You know, I was working with that a little bit better because they were politically correct in describing that we really need some better compliance guides. So you may have heard me talk about the requests for information that are posted right now by the CFPB. And what this does is really, I think if we can push this through, really get the industry to rally behind this, to push it through, it's a quick 5-page bill that literally says, get your act together. We need written guidance on compliance, on how as lenders and mortgage banks and, of course, credit unions, anyone involved in mortgage lending can make sure that we're doing things right without finding out through enforcement actions. So, for example, it says in this particular bill, you can't use complaints, consent orders, judgments, or other, you know, decisions as your basis, you meaning the CFPB, a complete manual, and actually put this through the request of the proposed rule process. So these RFIs are really just dragging out the process, right? They're saying, we want everybody's feedback. That's all great. What this bill does is say, make sure you act on it quickly. So it gives them 1 year to act and issue a proposal that will really give us guidance for how investigations will work. And then it's also requiring that within 18 months of that, the rule's actually in effect, which, you know, by government standards, that's lightning speed to get something done in a couple of years. One of the things I really like about it is that there is basically what I call somewhat of a liability relief portion to this, where no person shall be held liable for any act done or omitted in good faith if they're conforming with the guides. So I like that restatement that's within the bill and just making sure, you know, that we get some real clear guidance. Now, obviously, there's sometimes a downside when all of a sudden something's put in some pretty hard print,
right,
where, you know, if you want some leniency, but, you know, I'm sure with people like Mitch involved and the MBA will be able to find that, strike that balance. So for those of you who aren't a member of Mortgage Action Alliance, make sure you get in there, push this bill through. We need to see this really through. This will really help the industry, and it's a quick read. So that's my heads up for everybody today. It's HR 5534. Back to you, Dave.
All right. Thanks, Alice. Looking forward to having you participate in the Hot Topic segment.